Hello, and welcome to the life of a young, struggling schizophrenic. Today I'm going to be sharing a personal testimony and statement and declaration into the cosmos, into creation, and just into the interweb. Not just, but also into the interweb. There have been suicide attempts in my life, in my personal human life, where I did the action to commit suicide. And then I called my family and my friends to say goodbye. And then I personally, myself, went and sought help. The time that I'm referencing of is when I was at Motel 6. On Division in Spokane, Washington, and I took a whole slew of medications, a whole, like, very many, many lethal medications. And then I left the motel room, I went to the reception, and I told them, call for help. And then I sat by the door to the motel. Hotel, I guess, because the doors were on the inside. And what I remember is taking the medications, the lethal medications, calling, and then returning to the hotel bed, motel bed. And then kind of in like a haze, I remember going to the reception desk and saying, call for help. And then sitting there at the door on the ground. And the paramedic showed up. And then I don't remember what happened. That's the difference between all of my other suicide attempts in my attempt on April 8th, 2025. The difference is at my core, I wasn't ready to die. I wasn't ready to give up. I fear that, like, a part of me has been lost. That I'm no longer who I was. Not being like I'm possessed, or not being like something else is controlling me and dominating me, and something, not that something else is controlling me, not that something else is dominating me, not that something else is, like, dictating my life, but that My innocence is gone. I do know one thing. Being a phrase of things, I do know one thing. I will never attempt self-harm again. I will never attempt suicide again. And I will never commit suicide. It has happened in the past. It is not happening at this moment. It is not happening in the present. It will not happen in the future. It is not happening in the future. I may not live forever, but I do know this. I will not die by suicide. I will no longer harm myself. Thanks for listening. That's all for now. Remember to like, follow, subscribe, download. Try to get it where I can go live on rss.com so that I can have live podcast episodes to be more interactive with my audience. You can email me at anonymous@schizostudios.org. You can visit my website. It's still under creation. It's still a mess. But I'm working on it at www.schizostudios.org. That's www.schizostudios.org. Thanks for listening, and ta-ta for now.